Exposing the Old Testament. Most Christians and many others believe the Judeo-Christian Bible to be the Word of God. In truth, nearly everything within the Bible was stolen and corrupted from pagan religions that predated Judeo-Christianity from hundreds to thousands of years, from all around the world, and in particular, the Far East. Quote from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, "We shall destroy God." The Hebrew written five books of Moses, also known as the Pentateuch, along with the Torah, were stolen and corrupted from the Egyptian tarot. Note, Torah is an anagram of tarot. And these words, like their important subliminal tie-ins, what they do to channel psychic energy and after they've stolen, it also goes back to Sanskrit. The word rotor is an anagram of tarot, which means wheel in Sanskrit. Okay, the most noted example of the tarot is the 78 card pack sold in many stores nowadays and used for fortune telling. The tarot consists of five suits, where the five was stolen and corrupted from. The wands are rods of fire, the swords of air, the cups of water, the pentacles of earth, and the trump of quintessence and ether. The trump suit was omitted from the standard deck of playing cards, and all that remains of the trump is the fool card, which is kept as the joker. All of these are elements, fire, earth, air, water, and ether, of the human soul, and the message of the tarot, aside from its divination capabilities, is the magnum opus which leads to physical and spiritual perfection and immortality. All of this was stolen and corrupted into a fictitious history of the Jews, which has nothing whatsoever to do with spirituality. The Jewish Talmud instructs the Jewish people to destroy Gentiles and enslave them, as YHWH in reality is the Jewish people. Quote from the Talmud, Sanhedrin 58b, "If a heathen, Gentile, hits a Jew, the Gentile must be killed. Hitting a Jew is the same as hitting God." The fictitious Jewish God, Yahweh Jehovah's name, was inserted, replacing the names of many Gentile pagan gods. The entity Jehovah is fictitious. The name Jehovah was stolen from the Roman god Jove for one. And here's another quote. The pious Dr. Parkhurst proves from the authority of Diodorus, Siculus, Varro, St. Augustine, etc., that the IAO Jehovah, or IEUE, or IE of the Jews, was the Jove of Latins and Etruscans. YHWH, IEUE, was additionally the Egyptian sun god Ra. Ra was the father in heaven, who has the title of HUHI, the eternal, from which the Hebrews derived the name IHUH. Jewish mystical tradition viewed the original Jehovah as an androgyne, her name compounded as Yah, or Yod, and the pre-Hebraic name of Eve, Hava, or Hawa, rendered H-E-V-A-U-H-E, which is Hey Vau Hey, in Hebrew letters. The four letters together made the sacred tetragrammaton, YHWH, the secret name of God. We can also see where the antagonistic story of Zeus, Jove, and Prometheus was used to promote the concept of a rebellious god who was condemned and ostracized for bringing knowledge to humanity. Humanity's original religion was polytheistic, having many different gods. In the original Hebrew Bible, the word Elohim is used. In spite of the monotheistic endeavors of the compilers and editors of the book of Genesis, struggling to proclaim faith in a sole deity in a world that in those days believed in many gods, there remain numerous slip-ups where the biblical narrative speaks of gods in the plural. The very term for deity, when the Lord is not specifically named as Yahweh, is not the singular El, but the plural Elohim. The dual aspect of Christianity was stolen from the duality of Zoroastrianism, which preceded the Christian religion by centuries. Yahweh Jehovah replaced Ahura Mazda and the old gods, who were the original gods, Ahriman, which is Aryan and means noble in Sanskrit, and that was also the devil in Zoroastrianism, and Aryan man, Ahriman, were labeled as evil in order to establish the supreme monotheism of Yahweh Jehovah. The original gods were turned into demons and monsters, which represented evil. Most wound up in the Goetia. Note the similarity of the root G-O-E-T, meaning devil, and the derogatory Jewish word for Gentile, which is goy, or plural, goyim. And I want to intercept something here. Those lying Jews, all they do is lie. And it's really, I mean, it's terrible because they've run 96% of the media they have control over. And that's like 96% of the books have Jewish authors, and they're the ones that have corrupted all our history. So it's like a lot of the history that we're learning and being taught in the schools and universities is lies. But at any rate, what I want to interject here is the word goyim. These Jewish liars will try to tell you right to your face that goy means stranger. That isn't true. It's a derogatory word for a Gentile. And if you doubt me, there's a book by Deborah Feldman. She's Jewish. She was raised as a Hasidic Jew, and she wrote about her childhood and her background, and the title of the book is Unorthodox, 2012, and she goes into detail in the book, in numerous chapters, how the Hasidic Jews, like her relatives and that, they called Jews that were not religious, or Jews that did not adhere to their dietary laws, or Jews that were not Orthodox, they called those Jews goyim. And it's an extreme insult. And goyim means cattle. So don't ever let a Jew lie to you and tell you that goy means stranger. It's not true. I mean, just read that book, and I recommend it. It's very enlightening and educational about the Jews. It's like an inside story on them, and she reveals all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested in studying, I always say know your enemy. And I read that book cover to cover, and also read another book that she wrote. Goy does not mean stranger. It's an extreme insult. And it's a derogatory word for Gentile. And they sure don't call their own goy, meaning stranger. It's an extreme insult for the ones that, the Jews that aren't Orthodox. There's a lot of infighting in their tribes as well. They hate each other, bomb each other's shops. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Okay. Back to the article. This excerpt quote from the Catholic Encyclopedia is very revealing. In the same way that Greeks and Romans may have worshipped their divinities, fondly believing them to be good, but the Christian scriptures declare that all gods of the Gentiles are demons. And this is from the Catholic Encyclopedia article on devil worship. Demons are the gods of the Gentiles. Mithra, the celestial intermediary between Ahura Mazda and Angra Manu, Ahriman, has numerous striking parallels with the Nazarene Jesus Christ. Mithra was a savior who, like the Nazarene, was announced by prophets, whose birth took place in a cave. Many accounts of the birth of the Nazarene claim that he was also born in a cave, and the appearance of an exceptional star. Mithra would later supplant Vishnu, who in pre-Zoroastrianism, Vedism, had been the world's savior. The following is proof of the many different and diverse sources of which the authors of the Judeo-Christian Bible stole from. The creation, Genesis. The Enuma Elish predated the Bible by a minimum of 1,000 years and is presumed to be much older. The tablets are now in the British Museum. The Atrahasis story predates the biblical Genesis account by over 1,000 years or more. Both of these creation accounts predate Christianity and the Judeo-Christian Bible by centuries. Both reveal there were gods, not one God. This is where the Jews made mistakes, along with the many contradictory scriptures. It is glaringly obvious the Judeo-Christian Bible is not the Word of God. The foolish Bible-thumping idiots rant and rave how God is perfect. Right, there is another contradiction. For a long list of endless contradictions, visit the website skepticsannotatedbible.com. And Skeptics Annotated Bible is just one word. And take a look at that website. They've got all these Bible scriptures on there, and they're all organized, like they're categorized. Both of these creation accounts predate Christianity and the Judeo-Christian Bible by centuries. Both reveal there were gods, not one God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." This right here debunks the Jewish monotheistic Yahweh myth. The extraterrestrial god known as Ea, Satan, created human beings through genetic engineering, and several other gods and goddesses were involved in the creation. The Flood. The flood story from Gilgamesh predates the Christian account by well over 1,000 years or more. The Judeo-Christian Bible claims that Yahweh incited the flood. In truth, Enlil allowed the flood to take place. Tracing Enlil's origins here on Earth, we have found that he is also known as Bel, which evolved into the name Baal, and eventually Beelzebub, who was god of the Philistines. The flood is another ancient allegory that was stolen and corrupted from the original pagan religions, and has to do with the flood of energy during the working of the magnum opus, after which there are visions of colors indicating an important stage is passed. The allegory of the colors is where the Jewish script writers got the rainbow and Jacob's coat of colors, the aura. Allegories and concepts were stolen and corrupted into unsavory Jewish characters for Gentiles to slavishly worship. Sacred religious teachings intended for humanity to evolve spiritually were desecrated and replaced with Jewish literary trash. These fictitious Jewish characters have nothing whatsoever to do with spirituality or advancing one's soul. Noah built an ark. Ea warned Ziasudra, also known as Ut-Napishtim, not Noah, about the impending flood, and instructed him on building an ark. The legend is Sumerian, and Akkadian and Babylonian in origin. The Atrahasis epic is the Akkadian-Babylonian account of the Great Flood. A dove returned to the ark with an olive branch, signifying the flood was over and the waters receded. In the original Sumerian account, a raven, instead of a dove, finds dry land. The Tower of Babel. Again, more than one god is involved. Also, the gods departed from the earth during the flood. Note, gods. The Bible claims that Yahweh confused the languages of the peoples constructing the Tower of Babel. This is not so. Again, the Jewish authors of the Judeo-Christian Bible screw up, and evidence of more than one god is plain to see. Genesis chapter 11, verse 7. "Let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Again, more than one god is involved. Note the us. The Tower of Babel is another allegory. In ancient times, humans could communicate telepathically, without words. This was taken from us, but is now becoming a reality again, as many of us are experiencing this through the opening of the mind and soul through power meditation. The Ten Commandments. Many of the Old Testament laws, along with the Ten Commandments, were stolen from the Code of Hammurabi. Okay, there's a photo here. If you want to go to, there's photos proving some of this of in exposingchristianity.com. the Old Testament, exposing the Old Testament. And there's a photo of the basalt steel stela showing the Sumerian sun god Shamash giving Hammurabi the tablet listing the laws. Shamash is also known as Azazel, the leader of the so-called fallen angels, the Igigi, Nordic extraterrestrials who took human wives. Okay. Example, Exodus 20, 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Stolen from the Code of Hammurabi 3. If a senior came forward with false testimony in a case and has not proved the word which he spoke, if that case was a case involving a life, that senior shall be put to death. More stolen from the Code of Hammurabi. Exodus 21:24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. Hammurabi 196. If a senior has destroyed the eye of a member of the aristocracy, they shall destroy his eye. Hammurabi 200. If a senior has knocked out a tooth of a senior of his own rank, they shall knock out his tooth. The Sumerian Code. The Ur-Nammu Code is the oldest ancient Near Eastern law code recovered by archaeologists. The Sumerian Code from 1800 BCE belongs to this oldest enduring legal tradition. The Hittite Code. While Hittite law was similar in many ways to the Hammurabi law codes, the Hittite Code, containing 200 paragraphs of regulations, demonstrates a tolerance for sexual immorality with a strong emphasis upon financial concerns. The Hittites cultivated barley and wheat, brewed a barley beer. Silver pieces were circulated as currency. The Middle Eastern Assyrian Code, decreed by Tiglath-Pileser I, Emperor of Assyria from 1115 to 1077 BCE, originally a legal code emphasizing the social concerns and interests of the Assyrian government, discovered in 1903 at Asher in Iraq, written in cuneiform on 15 baked clay tablets. Numerous laws in the biblical books of Exodus, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus have been stolen from the Assyrian Code. The Neo-Babylonian Code. The writings in the book of Proverbs were stolen from numerous sources. The words of Aikar. Aikar was an advisor to Sennacherib, king of Assyria from 704 to 681 BCE. In 1906, German archaeologists excavated a copy of his teachings inscribed upon 11 sheets of palimpsest papyrus from the debris of Elephantine, which is today part of the city of Aswan in southern Egypt. Parallels. Whoso curseth his father or mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Proverbs 20:20. Stolen from. Whosoever takes no pride in the names of his mother and father, may the sun not shine upon him. Aikar 9:137. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Proverbs 13:24. Stolen from. Withhold not thy son from the rod, else thou wilt not be able to save him from wickedness. Ahikar 6:81. Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. Proverbs 25:15. Stolen from. Soft is the utterance of a king, yet it is sharper and stronger than a two-edged knife. Ahikar 7:105. The teachings of Amenemhotep. Amenemhotep, son of Ka-Nacht, taught in Egypt between 1200 to 1000 BCE. The text is found in the British Museum papyrus 10474 and a portion on a writing tablet in Turin, Italy. The papyrus is said to have come from Thebes and is speculated to be of the 10th and 6th centuries BCE. Parallels. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. Proverbs 17-18. Stolen from. Give they ears, hear what is said. Give they heart, to understand them. Let them rest in the casket of thy belly, that they may be a key in thy heart. Amen M. Opet 3:10. Do not exploit the poor, because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court. Proverbs 22:22. Stolen from. Guard thyself against robbing the oppressed, and against overbearing the disabled. Amen M. Opet 2:1. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will keep burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Proverbs 25:21-22. Stolen from. Leave him in the arms of the God. Fill his belly with bread of thine, so that he may be sated and may be ashamed. Amen M. Opet 5:8. Well, that's suicidal advice. Okay. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you. Proverbs 23:10-11. Stolen from. Do not carry off the landmark at the boundaries of the arable land. Do not disturb the position of the measuring court. Do not be greedy after a cubit of land, nor encroach upon the boundaries of a widow. Amen M. Opet 7:12-15. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Proverbs 15:16. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Proverbs 16:8. Stolen from. Better is a measure that the God gives thee than 5,000 taken illegally. Amen M. Opet 8:19. This one also smacks of the Nazarene feeding the 5,000. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Proverbs 15:17. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Proverbs 17:1. Stolen from. Better is bread when the heart is happy than riches with sorrow. Amen M. Opet 9:9. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Proverbs 22:24-25. Stolen from. Do not greet thy heated in thy violence, nor hurt thy own heart thereby. Amen M. Opet 13:8. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments. Proverbs 23:8. Stolen from. The mouthful of bread is too great, thou swallowest and vomitest up. Amen M. Opet 14:13. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1. Stolen from. Do not spend the night fearful of the morrow. At daybreak, what is the morrow like? Man knows not what the morrow is like. Amen M. Opet 19:11. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs 16:19. Stolen from. One thing are the words which men say, another is that which God does. Amen M. Opet 19:15. Have I not written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge. Proverbs 22:20. Stolen from. See thou these 30 chapters. They entertain, they instruct, they are the foremost of all books. Amen M. Opet 27:5. The teachings of Ptah Hotep. Ptah Hotep taught around 2450 BCE during the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom of Egypt. His teachings were preserved on both clay tablets and papyrus sheets and are presently at the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris. In addition to the Book of Proverbs, many of the writings in the Book of Ecclesiastes and Sirach were also stolen from the teachings of Ptahhotep. The Egyptian Love Songs. The Egyptian love songs are 1,000 more and more years older than those in the Song of Solomon. The parallels are unmistakable. The papyrus Harris 500 was discovered at Thebes in the Ramesseum complex in the Karnak Temple. The Visions of Nefertiti. Both the biblical books of Kings and Daniel echo the scenario of entertaining a king along with the prediction of his downfall. The theme of the slave who would be king is repeated in the story of Hagar, Genesis chapters 16 and 21. The Visions of Nefertiti dates back to the reign of the pharaoh Snefru, 2680 through 2565 BCE. He calls for Nefertiti to entertain him. Nefertiti predicts the downfall of the old kingdom and the establishment of a new dynasty by Amun M. Het I, 1991 through 1786 BCE. Also, most of what was written in the biblical books of Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy was taken from the above, not from Yahweh. There are Christians who are stupid enough to believe their Yahweh is the only God. No gods before me. More stolen. The story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife, Genesis chapter 39, was stolen from the story of Anubis and Bata, the Egyptian in origin. Parallel to the Moses story. The birth of Sargon. The birth of Horus. 1. The secrecy factor surrounding the birth. 2. The placing in a reed basket covering with bitumen. 3. The setting in a river. 4. The recovery and adoption much of the biblical book of Psalms was stolen from. The hymn to the Aton. The hymn to the Aton can be found in the tomb of Ai, 1365 to 1348 BCE. The stories of Baal and Anat. The stories of Baal and Anat, inscribed upon 6 clay tablets in the Ugaritic language, cuneiform script, circa 1400 BCE. The Lament for Ur. Many of the writings in the biblical book of Joshua were stolen from the El Amarna letters, the Stela of Mernapatah. More stolen writings in the biblical book of Judges. The story of Akot, the diary of Wen Aman, the Gezer Almanac. The biblical book of Samuel and Kings also contained much stolen material from the Mari prophecies, the Stela of Mesha, the Kara Tepe inscription, the Annals of Shalmaneser III, the Black Obelisk of Shalmaneser III, the Annals of Tiglath-Pileser III, the Annals of Sargon II, the Siloam inscription, the Yavne-Yam inscription, the Lachlish letters, the Arad Astraka, the Annals of Sennacherib, the Annals of Nebuchadnezzar II. More stolen material in the biblical books of Ezra and Nehemiah from the Cylinder of Cyrus. More stolen stories and writings in the biblical books of Job and Ecclesiastes. The story of Kerit. Here is the original story of Job, written in the Ugaritic language, cuneiform script, composed circa 1400 BCE by Elimiku the scribe. This epic involves Kerit and the god El, not Job and Jehovah. Kerit's family tragedies and illness are comparable with the story of Job. In the original tale, Satan never even entered into the picture. There's also the sufferer in the soul, the farmer in the courts, the sufferer in the friend. As we can see from the above, the Christian religion is based upon stolen material that has been twisted, warped, and distorted to manipulate, confuse, and incite fear into humanity. It has taken the original God and creator of humanity, Ea Enki, also known as Satan Lucifer, and turned him into an assumed enemy of humanity. "We shall destroy God," is a quote from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Christianity has been used to blaspheme, ridicule, and malign the old gods, create estrangement and enmity from legitimate deities of which it replaced with the false god Yahweh Jehovah. In addition, this monstrous program is used as a tool to create a defenseless mentality, that of a slave, to psychologically disarm the Gentile populace into accepting communism, another Jewish Brotherhood program. It is often said that true evil cannot create anything. Everything of true evil is artificial. In truth, God and the devil are backwards. This foul religion's entire foundation is composed of stolen material. In addition, it is anti-life and suicidal. There is nothing at all spiritual about it. The purpose of all this is to completely cut humanity off from the true creator God, who is Satan. In doing so, the reptilian aliens and those who are working for them will achieve the goal of enslaving the human race through the Jewish program of communism. Satan gives us knowledge and power. Without him, humanity has nothing. The true evil is also known as the master of lies and deceptions. What greater deception is there for followers of these religious scams to curse and blaspheme their own creator? Many of the ancient pagan religions, such as the Greeks and the Romans, shared legends and pantheons. This is entirely different from Christianity, that has worked relentlessly and brutally to destroy any and all other religions, claiming it to be the only true one. "In the secret of my knowledge, there is no God but me." It's a quote from Satan in the poem, "From Peace Be Unto Him." The references for this article is The Christ Conspiracy, The Greatest Story Ever Sold, by Acharya S., pages 94 through 95, The Stairway to Heaven by Zechariah Sitchin, page 99, World Book Encyclopedia article on Zoroastrianism, 1989, A History of the Devil by Gerald Masadi, Cambridge Illustrated History of Religions, edited by John Boker, pages 216 through 217, Mesopotamia by Pamela F. Service, page 44. Other references: The Holy Bible, King James Version, The Ancient Near East, Volume 1, edited by James P. Pritchard, 1958, Old Testament Parallels, Laws and Stories from the Ancient Near East by Victor H. Matthews and Don C. Benjamin, copyright 1991, A History of the Devil by Gerald Masadi, 1993 and 1996, and the Encyclopedia Britannica.